Welcome back to Eco Talk. Is that the Austin Powers theme song my 11-year-old listens to all the time? Cool. I feel like I'm dancing or whistling, except I can't whistle. I am pleased to be introducing Rebecca Callahan Klein for this segment of Eco Talk. She is the president of Organic Exchange, and perhaps you're wearing cotton right now, and perhaps you are wondering what's in it. Maybe you're not aware that if it's not organic, well, it's got a lot of chemicals and pesticides. I don't know if they're a danger or not, but it might have been harmful to the farm workers who had to take care of those crops. And we're going to be learning a lot more about the downside of just plain old regular cotton, something we just live with and have always taken for granted. I didn't think much about it until I learned just how not only pesticide intensive but water intensive a crop it is to grow and to harvest. So thanks for joining us, Rebecca.
Great. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting me to join the program.
Yeah, I don't think we've met before, and I understand that your group, Organic Exchange, is committing to helping to increase the global demand and supply of organic cotton from less than 1% currently to 10% by 2012. I didn't realize it was that small a number, but that's because I live in the great green Bay Area and see organic cotton, not a lot, but around, and increasingly so.
Yep. We're very excited about having the opportunity to work with companies all around the globe, actually, to look at making some or all of their products out of organically grown cotton. And by working with those companies, we hope to see a lot more organic cotton grown around the world and in a relatively short amount of time. So we're off to the races, that's for sure.
And I know Patagonia's been in this space for quite some time. What are some other company names that we would have heard of that are really embracing this?
Well, Patagonia has been a long-time leader in the field of organic cotton. In 1996, they converted all of the garments that they had that were made out of cotton from conventionally grown, chemically grown cotton to organic cotton. And they have been joined in that effort by companies actually all over the world. People that you'd be familiar with here in the United States include people like Nike and Timberland. It also includes people in countries like Canada. Mountain Equipment Co-op is a big outdoor retailer in Canada. We have Marks & Spencer in the UK, which is one of the largest retailers in the UK. We also have other retailers who are just now starting programs like H&M. And so we're very excited to see those companies come into play. Nordstrom's is also another retailer here in the U.S. That is developing organic cotton.
And of course, it's not just clothing, but sheets and towels as well, things we come in contact with quite closely every day.
Right. It's amazing when you look around. It's interesting. You find cotton in the clothes you wear, in the towels you use in your bathroom, in the sheets you sleep in, and also in a lot of products that you use to take care of yourself, like cotton balls and cotton swabs and personal care products.
Just want to throw this figure out here. Conventional cotton is responsible for 25% of all insecticides used in the world, a quarter. That's obviously one main difference between conventional and organic cotton. What else should we know?
Well, let me come back to that number. When you actually look at how cotton is grown, and cotton is the largest non-food crop grown in the world. Before I started this work, I had no idea it was such a large crop. It doesn't use a lot of land, so only about 3% of the world's agriculture is used for cotton growing, but it is very chemically intensive. And the 25% number really refers to the amount of chemicals that are used, and those include pesticides, which kill pests, obviously, and fungicides that kill funguses. But they also include things like defoliants that are used to get the cotton boll to pop open and make the cotton fiber available to be picked. It also encompasses numbers that count the amount of chemicals that are used to produce fertilizers that are used on the soil. I think a lot of people aren't aware that most fertilizer is chemically-based fertilizers, and it comes actually from petroleum.
What are the greatest impediments to having more organic cotton out there? I've heard that there isn't even enough right now, even if demand grew rapidly. Is that correct? And what's the obstacle and challenge there?
Well, actually, the great news is that the amount of organic cotton that's been grown around the world has been expanding very rapidly over the last couple of years, and there is ample supply to meet current and projected demand for the next couple of years. Until about 2008 is what we're seeing at this point in 2006. What we do know, though, is that farmers, when they make their decisions about what to plant and how much of their crop to put in, they look to see if there's demand, and we're doing our best to get more brands and retailers to make the decision now to start using organic cotton in products that they'll sell in the market. in a year or two or three from now. And that gives the farmers enough time to start thinking about, do I want to grow cotton? Do I want to grow cotton organically? And if I do, how do I get started? And we expect that there will be an increasing supply for the next many, many years, and that that will be able to meet the demand that's out there.
So is cost one of the main concerns for clothing manufacturers that would like to switch over, and their own costs, and then having to pass that cost on to the consumer and wondering if that will sell?
Yep. Cost is an issue, although it's a lot like any new market. When you're in any new market, what happens is that you're typically growing a small amount of something, so in this case cotton. You put it through a manufacturing process, and you usually do it in small amounts, which makes it inefficient and costly. And then you're trying to introduce it to a consumer who doesn't understand it, and that's also costly. One of the things we try to do here at the Exchange is work to find solutions that let a lot more cotton be grown, because while organic cotton is likely to remain more expensive than conventionally grown cotton, if you get more of it grown, it reduces the overall difference in price.
And
if you get more of it being used in the manufacturing process, you can also reduce the cost of manufacturing. And if more retailers are offering it, consumers understand it, and it's easier to communicate. So all those things, organic cotton products now are typically more expensive than their counterparts, although not in every case. And but over time, that gap is likely to close.
And I heard from a mutual friend of ours that there's a philanthropist who was trying to fill that gap for, let's say, the American Lung Association that would really like to sell its T-shirts on organic cotton. After all, they are, a health group, but can't make that difference that it would cost to use organic cotton.
Right. There are a lot of interesting partnerships that are springing up because what's interesting is when you think about organically grown products, whether it's food or fiber in this case, things that go in your clothes, people always say, well, there's a cost difference, and that's true if the items you were looking at were the same. But organic products bring new value to consumers, so it's great to be able to eat food that's healthy for you or wear clothes that were made without the use of chemicals. And it's also something where the extra value you get is knowing that the environment is healthier as a result of it, and also the people who live in the farming communities, the farmers, their families, the people who live around them are healthier and safer. And I know for me, when I look at a product and I think, well, it's slightly more expensive, but if I know that those are the benefits that are supported by that little bit of increase in cost, I'm happy to pay it.
And what has happened to local communities that have made the switch to organic cotton? Has it been successful?
Oh, it's amazing. We take our brands and retailers and the companies they work with all around the world. We've gone to places as far away as China and Turkey and India in the last couple of years and really seen on the ground what's happened as people have made the conversion to organic. And we went to a farming area in India 2 years ago where many people in this village had died of pesticide poisoning in the last decade. And they started to convert to organic cotton not because it was this cool thing to do or there was a great market or they were going to earn a lot more money. It was because people in their village died. And when we went to visit them, they've been farming now, doing organic farming for about 7 years. The village is visibly more prosperous. The children, we had 350 children greet us and put flowers around our neck, and they put on a play to talk about how different their village was now that they were farming organically.
Well, that's a heck of a selling point.
Oh, and the numbers really prove it out. Their incomes have gone up in this village. The children now eat 3 meals a day rather than one or maybe two. They have a school. They have a water system. They have things which sound very basic, but when you don't have them, it means you're always on the brink of life or death. And that's something that we feel very, very proud that our brands and retailers can help support those kinds of improvements in farming communities around the world.
I think you've made a case to our listeners. If we'd like to support the expansion of organic cotton, is it only in the clothing or sheets and towels that we buy that we can do so? And by the way, is all organic cotton labeled as such? And how can we support the companies that are really trying to lead the way?
Sure. Well, the first thing you can do is get educated. Just find out which brands offer organic. If you go on our website, www.organicexchange.org, there's a consumer page which has a number of brands that have organic cotton products available. Second thing is when you go to the retailer you buy from, ask them if they're doing anything to offer organic cotton. They may not now, but your question will certainly get them to think about whether they should in the future, and that's great. The third thing is that when you buy products, look at the label. If it's a product that contains organic cotton, somewhere on the label it should say made with organic cotton or made with 100% organic cotton. And that way you know the products that you're buying are helping support not only you're looking good, but also good in the world.
In our last minute, I want to share a story. I was lucky enough to speak up at a very green campus, Chico State University, a couple of Earth days ago, and I did some reporting because they really are one of the most environmentally proactive campuses, at least in this state, and students were trying to bring organic cotton T-shirts, you know, mm-hmm. Chico State, to the student union store, and the college administrators wouldn't let them. They said no one will buy them because they're going to be so much, you know, extra money, and students are on a budget, and the students fought and fought, and they finally produced them and put them on sale, and guess what happened? They proved the old folk wrong. they couldn't keep up with demand, so that's one success story there, and I'm sure they've gone on from there. That was about 3 years ago.
Great, and that's retailers are seeing that. Eileen Fisher, I was just with them, and they reported they've just introduced a new organic collection online, and it is sold extremely quickly. Even places like Sam's Club are putting organic cotton out, and it's moving very fast.
And my favorite organic T-shirt says it's black, and it's got white writing with little rhinestones over the eyes. It says, "Extinction sucks." And I was happy to meet Al Gore at the screening of his movie a couple of weeks ago. He says, "I want one of those T-shirts," so we're going to get him one.
That's great.
Extra large. Thanks for joining us, Rebecca Callahan-Klein, president of Organic Exchange. We'll be right back.